Hello, internets, and this is the VG247 podcast, and that is the most rocking podcast intro music in the world, I think. It's definitely the best I could find for free. My name's Pat Garrett, and I'm the editor of VG247, and joining me is our associate US editor, Stephanie Nunnally. Hello, Steph.
Hi.
That's amazingly chirpy. Awesome. So, in these recordings, what we're going to do normally is talk about the news of the week, the big stories and other things that we've learnt off Twitter in the last 7 days, and shit like that. But this week, we're going to talk about the Develop conference in Brighton, UK, which is happening from July the 14th to the 16th. And we're very excited about that, aren't we, Steph?
Yes, we're just terribly excited.
we're popping corks, is what we're doing. But it is actually a really awesome show, and I just want to talk about what we're expecting to see there. It's actually 10 miles from my house, so we should have super duper coverage, hopefully. We should be doing quite a bit of live blogging, and we've got a bunch of interviews lined up, so let's just have a chat about what's going to be there.
Okay.
It's gone from sort of strength to strength in the last few years, and they had Ken Levine did a keynote there last year, which was very cool. It was him and some of the other 2K Boston guys like Bill Gardner talking about BioShock's development, which was awesome. And the year before that, they had Richard Garriott talking about Tabula Rasa's development and impending release. Which is all very poignant in hindsight, but they have some really awesome stuff actually next week, and I think if you're a journalist, you should be kicking yourself if you're not there, to be honest, because there are some genuinely good people there for interviews and doing keynotes. The first big one they've got is Real Time World's Dave Jones, who's doing a keynote called Online Functionality for Your Next Game. Why not go 100% online? What do you think he's going to talk about, Steph?
Well, hopefully he's going to show the game. That's what I'm more interested in, because we haven't really seen it. I other than that, I'm not sure what he's going to talk about.
I've got an inkling. What I really hope does happen is that he shows more of APB than the character customization stuff, because we've seen a bit of that now, and I think it's time to for Big Dave Jones to actually show what's going on with it. I think there's a clue in the title there. There's a bit of a clue in the question. He's talking about games being 100% online. I think we may see an announcement to do with the fact that there's no disc. I get that impression that may happen. I got an email from somebody that may know about such things after the E3 EA announcement, saying that it would be wise to watch the wording of that EA press release, because it said that it doesn't actually say that they're going to publish anything. And I think what he's going to be talking about, certainly part of it is going to be the fact that it's completely online. It'll be very interesting actually to see what their deal with EA is actually made of. I've got a feeling it's just like a marketing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But are you excited for APB the game?
Yes, I am. I like the whole concept of it, where, you know, you can be either the enforcers or the rogues. You know, you could go around, you know, mugging old ladies in the street, if you will, and which sounds actually pretty fun.
Would you like to mug old ladies in the street, Steph?
Well, virtually, yes. In real life,
cool.
No, because they can pack a wallop. So.
That is true. They could kill you.
Yes.
No, that would be bad. That really would be bad. I think the thing that interests me about it is Dave Jones's take on MMOs, and it's clearly decided that fully online gaming is the way for real time worlds to go, because they said at Games Horizon in Newcastle a couple of weeks ago that that they're going to announce another MMO next year, one that's been in development since before Crackdown. So, interesting, I think, very interesting, and it'll be very interesting to see what he has to say. But we'll be live blogging that. That's from 9:30 to 10:30, and hopefully we're going to see an MMO that's radically different. I think that's why I'm excited. I am excited by that. I'm not going to lie. I'm genuinely excited about that. So that will be cool, and I'll be videoing that as well. So, I should get that up as soon as possible, and hopefully we'll see some gameplay. So keep everything crossed, Steph, for gameplay of APB.
Okay.
The next biggie after that we've got is it's the ARK keynote, which I'm going to live blog as well, which is Karim Etienne and Mark Healy, who are both co-founders of Media Molecule, and they're going to be talking about the art of Little Big Planet. And hopefully not just the art of Little Big Planet, but also the art of Little Big Planet PSP,
Yes.
which is kind of what we want to see from them now, I think. I'd be pretty astonished if they showed or talked about Little Big Planet 2 in any way, shape, or form, to be honest. I think that's a little way off. I get that
Yes.
impression. Are you what do you think? Do you think we're going to see something on the PSP game?
I don't see why not, because it's being developed over there, and developed would be a perfect place to show it. So.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, if they're talking about the PSP version, hopefully we'll sort of see, maybe sort of get some comment on PSP Go as well. I'm quite.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm quite. Can't think of the word, but I guess hopeful that we're gonna get some news from that. We've actually got an interview with Kareem and Mark straight after their keynote. So, hopefully we're gonna see get them to expand on how cutting edge visual technology was used to serve the vision of user created content. That sounds absolutely amazing. But no, I am excited about that as well. I'm so excited. On the Thursday, the biggie, and this is a real coup for develop, is at 11 o'clock BST in the morning. And it's Ski showing the Sony MotionTech for PS3. This could be a megaton. It really could be. Are you expecting anything big?
I'm just hoping they, announce a name for it. I really do, because to be honest, that really, drives me nuts having call it the Sony Motion Controller. Let's be a little, give us something, and I'm hoping they show us, a little bit more of what it can do, because E3, it wasn't their best showing for it, so.
No, I really felt for them a bit because it's clearly got, a lot of potential as you'd expect, but yeah, that showing was pretty horrible. I just hope they don't end up standing in front of another crowd throwing balls in the air and not being able to hit them, because
Right.
that was a bit of a shame.
Yes.
But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think we need a name. Everyone knows Natal now. Everyone, it's
Yes.
like, you can just stick it in any headline, and it's just guaranteed to sort of grab attention. I think they really missed a trick actually by not announcing a game. I think at that E3 showing did feel a bit half baked to me actually.
Yes, it's like
So yeah, sorry, go on.
it's like they knew what Microsoft was going to do, and so they just quickly said, okay, we're going to show ours too, and it just
Yeah.
kind of failed. But I mean,
You
it
failed. It
did,
was awful. Yeah, well, I really hope they kind of redeem themselves a bit. I really do, because I think it would be, I think in hindsight, Natal may have been a bit sort of smoke and mirrory, to be honest. So, it does the whole thing. The whole Natal thing does seem very distant now, and a lot of people have said it sort of since E3 in private that that Natal is a very long way away, that it's extremely early. So I kind of get the impression that the PS3 tech isn't like, or certainly isn't as early, you know, in terms of actually making games that work with it, if you see what I mean. So I don't, I just hope that we sort of come out of develop with a much better feeling around that PS3 tech, because it's clearly something that, you know, could be huge
Yes.
for Sony. So yes, I think you're absolutely right about that. In fact, that's probably going to be the biggest news, I would have thought, from the whole banana. Actually looking at it, that could be absolutely awesome. So fingers crossed for that. And we're going to be live blogging that, as I said, from 11 a.m. until 12, and I'll be videoing it as well. So via the magic of the internet, we should get some video very soon after, if not during. So we'll have a look. Outside of that, there are a lot of big names there, actually. We've got Big Dave Perry, the largest man in video games.
Yes.
He is huge. Have you ever met him?
Yes, I met him at the Luminaries launch at GDC,
Ah,
and
of course.
a super, super nice fella, really is, and probably the tallest man I've ever met in my entire life.
Well, it's not surprising. He's the tallest man in the world. Like, basically, there is no one taller than Big Dave Perry. And we're interviewing him on Tuesday, which is very cool, because he's going to be talking about Gaikai. I think the cat's kind of out of the bag about that now. He wasn't really allowed to talk about it at E3 for various reasons. So I'm excited to talk to him about that, because I think he's got a lot to say. And I think Gaikai, quite frankly, from what we've seen so far, is probably far more realistic than On Life. So hopefully he's going to emerge the sort of the immediate winner in that sort of whole cloud thing. So yep, I'm very much looking forward to seeing Dave. On Tuesday as well, we're seeing Team 17, and we're going to have a look at Alien Breed Evolution, which I constantly hear really good things about. I never played the original. I think it was a bit before my time, I think.
I've never
Have you
played it
ever played
either.
it?
No, I've never
No,
played it
it's
either.
that. I think that was that's lost in the mist of time somewhere, I think. Also, who else is there? We've got Michael DePlatter, who's the head of Ubisoft Shanghai Studio. We're going to be chatting to him. We're going to be seeing Relentless, Rare, Crytek, David Braben, and Media Molecule, as we said. We're going to be seeing Creative Assembly. Hopefully we're going to be seeing Dave Jones. Still waiting to hear on that. There's still a few people that are waiting to confirm, but there are tons and tons of people there. So if you're a journalist and you're in the UK and you're not going, you're rubbish, because there really are loads of people to see. So why aren't you going? I don't understand. I don't understand stuff. There we go. Also, just need to mention it, on the Wednesday night, there's the games industry party, which is always awesome. So if you do need an invite for that, you want to sort that out quick smart, because I think spaces are very limited this year, and it is definitely worth it. Loads of people turn up, so you need to be speaking to the games industry chaps about getting your invites in. So overall, Steph, are you excited for Develop?
Yes, I'm excited for Develop. Even though I won't be there, I'm still excited over it. So I can't wait to hear what comes out of it. So.
I think we're going to get some actually really good stuff. I think there's going to be some, you know, big news. I believe it. I have to believe it, because I'm going to be sat there for 3 days, interviewing people in a bar. So yeah, that's probably the most exciting thing I'm going to be doing next week. All right, well, I think that's it. So we're going to be doing these podcasts every Friday. We're going to be putting them up every Friday from now on, barring some kind of calamity. So next week we'll probably be talking about Develop from the other side. This is going to be, I can see these podcasts being amazing stuff. I definitely think they're going to be the best thing we ever do, I reckon.
I'm hoping so.
And I'll probably find some more amazing music to stick on the end of them and the beginning of them. It won't stop getting better, I don't think. I think Martin, our designer, is incredibly pleased, because it means that he can just make loads of pictures of fists punching things. He was talking about flaming cars with skeletons driving them before.
That's awesome.
It's going to be amazing. Anyway, that's episode one. Many, many thanks for listening, and we shall speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye, y'all.